Good morning, church.
Good morning, Brother Charles.
It is a little wet outside today, but we are warm, dry, and we got songs to sing this morning. So let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the privilege to be able to come to church. And Father, may we never take it for granted that we woke up this morning and we have the breath of life, that we have another day here on this earth to serve you. And so, Father, we want to take advantage of that today and start off this morning by singing praises to you. And Father, we just ask once again that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again, that we would just have an awesome time of worship, a time like we've never had before. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen. I just noticed it's so very silent in the back. What happened? Our tambourinist. Hello. All right. We have three people who are armed here on this side. Two of them aren't even aware of it. But you got a two-edged sword with you today? There you go. Here we go. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high
heaven's land, with the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. We will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
Amen.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Not my home, but Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving Savior up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I with Him stand. He's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. On every hand, they're shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise, ripped back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
The Apostle Paul, he said, to die is to gain. In other words, you get promoted. But it's profitable for me to stay right here, right now, because this is where God wants me. And at some point, He'll move me on. But for right now, you've got to be content. The wonderful grace of Jesus.
sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and this grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame.
You get the feeling that the person who wrote this song had experienced the grace of Jesus? They had definitely read Psalm 103, like we read last week. It is, the grace of Jesus is broader than the scope of my transgressions, mm-hmm. and greater far than all my sin and shame. Takes care of it all. We'll magnify the precious name of Jesus. Be depressed, huh?
Amen.
And we will stand. We will say, Jesus, you are worthy. You are the whole reason that I can come up here and be with you. And that's what we're going to sing next. Thou art worthy.
receive glory.
Katerina and I were discussing the concept of time yesterday, that we exist in time, but God has removed himself from it. He exists at all points, whether it's past, present, or in the future. He could go back and change things. And it says, and for his pleasure, he created everything. He knew how everything is going to go down. He knew there would be heartache and so forth. But he still decided to go through with it because he's a loving God. He knows all our little intimate details, the number of hairs on our heads.
Amen.
He cares enough to just the smallest little details. Let's sing this one more time.
Thou art worthy.
Existing one.
There is a river that flows from deep within. There
That is such a good song, isn't it? Let's sing that one more time.
There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin.
Spirit free to worship thee.
orb.
Both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. Amen. And raised us up together. And made us sit together in high places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are sitting in high places in Christ Jesus. Praise His holy name. Oh, hallelujah. All ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. And blessed be the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, omnipotent, omniscient, almighty, omnipresent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But no matter how big He is, He still humbles Himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. He lifts up the poor of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with princes, with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. We are up and rising. Hallelujah. Together with Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He is our source. He is our provider. He is our keeper and the shade on our hand. He will not suffer foot to be moved. And he that keepeth us will not slumber. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for a glorious day, for a day of victory. We pray, Lord, let your Holy Spirit move in the midst of us today in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let no one be left untouched. Let us all be touched. Let us all live not the same as we came, but live with the anointing, with the power upon us, that we can go out and preach the gospel and be instant in season and out of season. And we want to thank you and praise you today that we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can say today, every good thing and every perfect thing is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. Oh, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, he never fails us. Oh, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Oh, he no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He is our peace, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things have I spoken unto you, Jesus says. In me ye shall have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And hallelujah, and together with him we are overcomers. For we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And we love not our lives even unto death. And we thank you today, O Lord, that you make us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, we thank you today for victory, Lord. And as we about to receive this offering out of what you have given us, let us give today to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and he is more than able to make all grace abound toward you, that we always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching the pastor. He will bring the message to us. Give him joy and peace in his heart. Let the power come upon him. Give him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power. Oh, and touch each and every one of us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We'd like for you to turn with us right now to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to turn to chapter 11. And this is the first time that we're going to have the Lord's Supper, communion, not only with ourselves here, but also with people around the world. And we're very happy to have you with us that are tuned in from different parts of the world to have communion with us here today. So we really want to praise God for that. The way we do this is at first we read the Word of God and we have prayer. And so I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and I begin in verse number 23. And when he, Jesus, let me start in verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brother, would you come together to eat, tarry, or wait one for another? The Apostle Paul was not present at the first Passover or communion. Not the first Passover, but the communion that Jesus had. He had 12 disciples, 12 apostles, and at that time, no one in the world could think, except Jesus, that 13 men in an upper room in Jerusalem had a Passover meal, which is the last Passover meal on this earth. And Jesus said, This is my body I give for you. This is my blood that I pour out for you. This message has gone on now for some 1900 years in many churches. And today you think about the technology that we can be here in Carmichael and partake in the Lord's Supper. And we can have friends in many different nations around the world in real time as they are watching us right now can partake of the Lord's Supper. And this is something you want to be praising God for. Now Paul said this, Let a man examine himself as let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. It is important when we come to partake in the Lord's Supper that we do not come with an angry attitude, unforgiveness in our heart, and hostility toward other people. The key of Christianity is forgiveness. We are forgiven because of what Jesus did on the cross, and we have to forgive all people, regardless if they are nice to us or not. Then Paul says this, For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, and the word for sleep here means dead. With other words, he said, now if you are in a Christian church, and you eat and drink unworthily or sloppy, and you simply have not made things right with God, there will be sickness, and some people die prematurely. Then they give us a good news. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. I want you to think about this. You know, if you got a ticket and you have to go to court, and the judge will say, well, you know, we're going to give you a favor here today. We're going to let you judge yourself. How would you like the sentence to be? And I agree with whatever sentence you have. You know, you will never find a judge on earth do that. But Jesus is saying this. If you judge yourself, in other words, if you look at yourself and say, well, you know, I didn't do this too well, I didn't do that too well, I'm sorry about this, and my Heavenly Father, forgive me, and help me to forgive that person that I wronged, and forgive this person, and so on, then Jesus said, I don't have to judge you. What a privilege. But you know, so many of us are stubborn. And we say, well, I don't want to do this and that. And then we blame God and says, well, you know, God might not love me because he's judged me. No, he's not. He simply said this, judge yourself, and I don't have to judge you, and I will forgive you. But when we are judged, we are chased of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry or wait one for another. We're going to take a few moments here, and I'm going to give you a chance to talk to God all by yourself. And then we're just going to ask him, just talk to him and search your heart if there's anything in you that you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness for, you do that. And then, as we have time to pray, I will close in this prayer. So let's right now, each one of you go to prayer, and you that are watching us, you pray too, and ask God to search you. And if you have something done that is not right, ask for forgiveness. Forgive those that you have hurt. You might say, well, I can't talk to them right now. It's fine. If you, in your heart, forgive now, you can take care of it later on, and you are made clean. My Heavenly Father, we come today together as a church, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for things we should have done or we did not do, Lord. Forgive us, Father God, of any bad attitudes. Forgive us, Father God, if we hurt one another. And help us, Lord, and search our hearts that we will be able to momentarily, as we go in life, to forgive and to be forgiven. Thank you for that. And our Heavenly Father, I pray for those people that are with us outside these walls. For your Holy Spirit to fall in each home or whatever place they are watching us right now. That your Holy Spirit will be as real there as he's here, and that you would touch every person. And I thank you right now for your presence, and I bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. We invite those of you that have accepted Christ, if you have been saved and born again, you're welcome to take the Lord's Supper with us. If you're a child, and you know that the child is born again, you can take the Lord's Supper with us. But we are not advising to give the Lord's Supper to children who are not saved or too small. So this time we're going to ask the elders to come and to remove the tablecloth here and open it, the table for us here. Can I have the singers come up and be ready? This song, would you be poured out?
Would you be poured out as wine upon the altar?
On that day, Jesus took a piece of bread. This is unleavened bread that we have here. If you have a bread in your home, you just hold it up right now. Now, when I break this, it can never again be put back together. It's broken forever. And this is what Jesus did. He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." I'm going to ask Brother Thomas if you would go up to the podium and pray for the bread.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come today, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity to take part in this institution that you gave us to take part in until you come back again, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus to die in our place, and to pay the sin debt that only he could pay. Mankind was not able to pay it. He could only receive it. So we thank you, Father, for the gift of salvation. And we thank you, Father, that he went to the cross and suffered and died in our stead, that we could have eternal life. And Lord, we really, as mankind, don't have the full grasp of what he did for us, and probably will not until we enter into your kingdom. But we know in part, and so we thank you for what we know. We thank you for your blessing upon each believer today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may be seated. As you take the piece of bread, hold it, then we take it together. She holds this bread in her hands, in her hand. Remember this. This does not mean that this piece of bread now got transformed into the body of Jesus Christ. It's symbolic. It is simply pointed to what he did. It pointed to his death. It's pointed to his resurrection. But when we take it, he's with us. And this is something he wanted us to do. So let's eat it right now with much thanksgiving for his love for you and me. Ready to take the cup. I'm going to ask Soteris if you would go up to the pulpit and pray for the cup.
Thank you, Lord. In the same manner he took the cup, and after he supped, he gave to the disciples. It's wonderful that we do this in remembrance of him. He remembers of what he did on the cross for us. We remember greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And he said to them, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And this thing I command you, that you love one another. And let us love one another. Let us love our neighbors as ourselves." And we thank you, and thank you for the work that you did upon the cross. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you for what you've done. We are grateful. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus took the cup. We're going to ask you that you hold the cup and we take it together. Take this cup today. We're not just in this room, but we're in many different parts of the world. As we drink it, remember this, that someday we're all going to be on the other side in heaven, and we're going to meet each other and recognize that we are the part of the body of Christ. This is not the real blood of Jesus. This is grape juice we have here. It represents the blood of Jesus. And he says, after you drink it, you show my death until I come. Let's take it today with thanksgiving. thank God for healing our bodies, for ministering to us, to give us strength to live, and to be His disciples. In Jesus' name. As we collect the cups, let's stand and sing the song. God, you may be seated. Hallelujah. We're going to have prayer time right now. And I got some things to read for you that are exciting. Let me just give you some announcements here locally. This coming week, Thursday night, 7:30, we're going to have our first Bible study that we had in about 4 or 5 years. Going to be a weekly Bible study. We had a discussion with the music department, and they asked if they could keep Wednesday night. So I said, fine, I'm flexible. So Thursday night, 7:30, is when we will have our Bible study. Let me go now to, this is out of my memory, let me go now to the state of Washington. Now, all of you remember that we read a letter probably about a month ago from a young man in the state of Washington. And he wrote this and said, you know, that I had listened to some of your sermons. I felt led that I should not eat pork anymore. And so he made a commitment to God. And as he done that, he walked out to the kitchen, and there were his mother frying pork chops. You remember that? And he said, "Dear Mother, I do not want to eat pork chops anymore. We should not eat pork." And you remember that she gave him 3 reasons. She took a little Bible verse here, a little Bible verse there, and so on, and made a reason, you know, why that did not apply. So he wrote the letter to us and asked us if we could give him some material. Well, we sent him our lessons that we have on deliverance. And about a week ago, I received a phone call from this young man. Now, I'm just going to give his first name. His first name is Daniel. And I believe that that is a fitting name. I consider him just like Daniel in Babylon. And I had written to him and said, "Now, I'd like to know how old you are." Because when he wrote the letter, it was very mature. And he said, "I am 13 years old. I'm going to be 14 in April. He said, "I want to thank you for the material. And by the way, my mother now is on the same wavelength. She recognized that this is not true, what she said. and so the household is together. So I asked him, I said, now, as a young man like this, has God spoken to you? And he said, yes, God has spoken to me that right now I am to get into the Word of God and hide it in my heart. That's my assignment right now, to hide the Word of God in my heart. I said, well, that's fine. I said, what do you think God is going to do with you? What is God calling you to when you get older? He said, well, I got to finish high school first. Then he said, I'm called by God to move to Sacramento and be part of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And I just didn't know what to say. This young man is witnessing in his school where he is at. He has a brother who is 11 years old. And I have never seen such mature children. So he said, Pastor John, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He says, my brother has calculated that the earth is about 6,000 years old. What is your opinion? Well, I said, let me go on. I pulled out my chart that I had done. And I don't have the numbers here, so I'm not going to give them. He says, well, I'm off about 100 years, he said. We were about 6,100 some year. He says, we are going to sit down and recalculate this. Then he told me that he takes the sermon outlines, and he has two brothers and two sisters, about five of them. And he says, every week I preach to my siblings using your outline. So I said, well, you know, I haven't heard a good report like this in a long time. So I said, you know, praise God for that. And then he said this, I want to thank you for what you did around 1999. He said, my brother got vaccinated. He probably was about maybe 6 months or 8 months old. And after the vaccination, he got deadly sick and was in the hospital for a long time. He says, my dad went to your church. They used to live here in Sacramento. And you gave him a write-up, which we had, because the Constitution says that if you do not want to have your children vaccinated on religious grounds, they cannot deny you. So he said, my dad got one of these certificates from you. We took it to school. He says, I was never vaccinated, and I want to thank you. I am healthy and in good shape. He had just read the three GMO letters about vaccines, pharmaceuticals, stuff, and so on. He said, I understand. And he said, you know, I really appreciate that. So that's Brother Daniel in the state of Washington, and hopefully they were watching us today and took the Lord's Supper with us. Now, this is a fantastic, but let me give you a short letter first. Then I got another one, a fantastic letter. This letter is from South Africa. We have people all over the world. And I'm just going to give her first name. Her name is Heidi, and I hope that you're watching us too today. And she wrote, thank you so much. Your site and information is a real blessing. God bless you all. So I really want to praise God for that. We have a number of people in South Africa listening to us. And now, hang on to your seatbelts. This is good. And this is for the crew. By the way, for those of you that took the communion with us today, our crew back there is four men strong today. Actually, they are three men strong and one woman. I got to stand correct. They took the communion with us. And this is for you also. Dear Pastor Terrell, just want to let you know how much I have enjoyed being able to watch and participate with all of you via the webcast each Sunday. Please extend my compliments to all those whose talent and effort go into the production of the webcast each week. That's the sound crew, or the viewing crew, whatever, webcast crew. starting from scratch the way you have, it is amazing how well the broadcast have turned out. I would say this is a proof that with God all things are possible, and to God be the glory. I would also like to share a testimony with you I experienced over the last couple of weeks concerning the webcast. I don't know where he is in the world. He's probably somewhere in the United States, but I don't know where he's at. I never heard from this guy before. If I have, I can't remember it. Toward the end of the broadcast on the 8th of February, a thought sprang to my spirit that the webcast needed to be advertised. That those outside the circle of the church family and those only familiar with RLJC, needed somehow to be made aware of the opportunity afforded through the webcast. Right then, the idea of bumper stickers entered my head. So I searched the web, found a site that creates bumper stickers to order. I used their site to create the sticker, but by the time I finished with the design and got to the point I completed the order, I began to doubt. I sat there stubbornly a day for some time. Finally, I decided to go with it. I felt it was a leading of the Spirit, and I should just do it. Soon after completing the order, the doubt began to nag me again. A few days later, the stickers came in the mail, and I was still unsure about the whole deal and left them sitting on the counter. A couple of days go by, and now it's Sunday, the 15th, time for the webcast. As usual, before the sermon, you begin to pray. And as I was praying with you toward the end of your prayer, I heard you mention to the Lord the need for the webcast to be advertised. I have never heard you pray that before. All I can say is that my spirit leaped for joy instantly, and I knew it was confirmation regarding the bumper stickers. Wow, I was overwhelmed. I have sent the stickers to the P.O. Box and hope you get them soon. Yours in Christ, and his name is Kevin. Then he wrote the P.S. Please note and understand that this is really a small thing and not to be blown out of proportion. But I also believe that little is much when God is in it. Bumper stickers are just one way of getting the word out. I'm sure there are many other and far better ways, and I look forward to them being used in the future. But if we can reach just one, praise God. Now, Kevin, thank you. And here is the bumper sticker. Can you zoom in the camera so everybody around the world can see our brand new bumper sticker? Hold my fingers in the right place. Now, we have those stickers here today. We hope that you take one home, stick one on your car. It will mark you that you belong to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. But this is really something, it really gave me faith, because this guy, Kevin, I have never heard from him before. I don't even know where he's at. But we are really praising God for what he has done, and this is exciting. Now, I want to speak something in Swedish, and I will give a translation. And, you know, we sing Happy Birthday up here. And today, I would like to say a great Har den äran på födelsedagen, Torbjörn Johansson. Torbjörn Johansson is in Sweden. He is our main translator, and if you look on a Swedish website, he's done tremendous work. And Tuesday, he's going to be 59 years young. So happy birthday to you, Torbjörn. And we are praising God for you and for your life. Now, I don't want this to turn into we sing happy birthday all the time, be like a club. But I think it is very important that we, from time to time, acknowledge people. So this time now, we are going to pray. And let me say this before I get you up here. Finances. Yes. You have one more birthday, but there's no pianist here.
It happens to be the pianist birthday.
The pianist birthday. Woo! Okay, well, let's stand. You got to play. You got to play. You got to stand and play. Okay? Sing a cappella? Well, I don't want to be the only one singing because, no. Play on the piano. So at least we get some. Charles, come on up here. Joanne, come on up here. You see, the way this is working out is that only the mics here brings it up. So if I stand here singing, no piano, nothing, they're going to hear me sing solo, and I'm not that great soloist. So you're going to lead off here. Can we put my mic in there too so I can sing duet with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, come in the middle. Okay. All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Yuri. Happy birthday to you.
Let's sing this song we all to them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Toby. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
All right, you may be seated. You know, we are a Pentecostal church, and we can do a little bit what we want to do here. We're not Baptist or Presbyterian or Episcopalians. We don't even have a bulletin. Now, let me tell you about the finances. This is a praise the Lord. We started to ask, you know, help to pay down the cost for our webcast equipment. And we are now down to $8,745.00. And that's a big praise the Lord. As we're hoping, and we will know that's going to go down in the future. Here's what we need to pray for today. We need to pray for wisdom for our government. There's a storm brewing, and we're in for some bad times. So we need to pray that God will hold his hand over us, and that's new stuff in the United States and worldwide. Let me talk about gasoline prices. The oil has been sinking lower and lower. It's down about $37 a barrel. And the gasoline prices are going up and up and up. And the reason what it is, the reason we're in this trouble we now is because people have been greedy. And the CEOs of the oil companies here in America simply saying this, well, we like to make a profit. We like our profit to be high. They're not understanding that we have to lower our expectations. So they simply said, they agree, this is price fixing. All the oil companies, the United States, agreed to simply cut back on production in refining gasoline. They just cut it way back. And then they says, now we got a shortage. We got to raise our prices. That's why our gasoline price is going up. We need to pray against that. So let's come on up here. Let's have our prayer time. I'm going to ask you, Thomas, if you pray for Kevin and bless him in prayer. I'm going to ask Charles if you will pray that God will use the bumper stickers. And Joanne, you want to pray for Heidi in, don't give the last name, just pray for Heidi in South Africa. So let's start up with Thomas.
Father God, first of all, we want to thank you that you are answering prayer and people are tuning in to the live broadcast every Sunday, and then also they're picking up later on the website, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the vision that you gave us to go this route and to put out the gospel in this way. And Lord, you know that around the world there are movements, and a lot of the movers and shakers in the world are trying to squeeze the information and to limit the internet. And they're going to use all their dirty ways and their lies and innuendos to try and stifle the truth out there and to stop all opposition to the world government. So, Father, we thank you that supernaturally you keep the internet open to the gospel, and they will not be able to shut it down. So we thank you, Father, for that, and that all the host of heaven will rejoice in that the internet is kept open for the gospel, and the host of hell can cry about it. And we thank you, Father God, that we have this wonderful avenue to reach people worldwide. We thank you, Father, that people will want to line up with your word and to walk with you and realize that the picnic is over and times are going to tighten down, and that the only security on this earth is Jesus Christ and salvation. There's no security in money. There's no security in property. There's no security in anything but Jesus. There's no retirement fund that cannot evaporate. So we thank you, Father, that the people in this world, the Christians, will realize that they need to take their rightful place and be giving the gospel to the unsaved. And we thank you, Lord, that you open up the gospel to the world. Satan has blinded the eyes of many, but if we pray, you will open their eyes. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for this man, Kevin, that listened to your Holy Spirit and did what you told him to do. And when Satan come in to cast doubt, you supernaturally gave him a confirmation, which is it's wonderful to get your confirmation. So we thank you, Father, that he did what he was supposed to do, and we see the results here. And Lord, we want to thank you for the rain that you've been giving to California. And Lord, as I went around in the valley yesterday, in the upper north part of the valley, still there was a lot of dry creek beds out there. The flowers are already blooming. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to fill those creek beds and that there's going to be abundance of rain and that the farmers will have plenty, and then we will have water to sell and there will be no water rationing. And Lord, we thank you for that. Supernaturally, you're going to give us more water. And we praise your name for that, Lord. And we just want to praise your name for all things. We thank you for giving us wisdom and how to operate in this world. And your word says that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light, Luke 16:8. And Lord, we thank you that you raise up some that are wiser than them, and that we know how to beat them at their own game. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you just for this man's obedience and the thought that you planted in his head. And Father, I'm simply reminded of the story of when Jesus was talking about the widow who came and gave her 2 cents. That little is indeed much. That, Father, you can take whatever we have and multiply it so abundantly that you were able to feed thousands with one little boy's meal. And Father, we just ask that you, as these stickers are put out to do their job, that you would have people with their eyes drawn to it, Not that we would get recognition or fame, but Father, it is for your glory to spread the gospel, to share Jesus Christ with these people. And so, Father, we just ask that they would just be able to do their intended mission, and that is to pull people into the kingdom of God. We thank you for that now, in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you for Heidi. We thank you for giving her love, giving her joy, peace, good cheer, everything that you offer her. Let her have it. And we pray that she surrender everything to you. We thank you for her salvation. We thank you for everything in her life to be your perfect will and your perfect timing. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray for Torben Johansson right now, Lord. Father God, you know that man has been very sick, very ill, Lord, and that you have sustained him, you're healing him, and you're giving him additional years, Father. And we pray that this will be the year that Torben will be totally, absolutely healed. Amen. From all his diseases that Satan has put upon him. That you give him joy unspeakable. That, Father God, he'll be able again to sing, to pick up his guitar, and to praise you like he used to do before he got sick, Lord. And we thank you for that. Father God, I think of another man here in town, Bob, Lord, that used to sing and play the guitar. You know, he's got sick too, Father. And we lift up Bob to you right now and his wife, Diane, Lord, that you will touch them, Father. Help them financially. Give them joy today. Let them stand up and just rejoice today. Yes, because their names are written in the book of life. Yes. And Father God, you have a solution to every problem all of us are facing. And we thank you, we praise you for that now, Lord. And Father God, we come against the greed of the American oil companies. Father God, these CEOs and people that are leading the oil companies, they have killed over the years and murdered people for oil. They are greedy, Lord. And I pray you will break the back of the oil companies, that they shall not be able to profit and just to make a vast, huge profit on the back of us little people, Lord, as we have to have gasoline to go to our jobs and to do our things. And I pray for all believers in Christ, Father God, that are walking with you, that you will protect their jobs. Lord, as there are layoffs by the tens of thousands every week, that somehow, Lord, those who are walking with you and are naming the name of Jesus, that you will protect each one of them, Father God. They will not lose their jobs, but they will shine in an economy that is going down and down. And we thank you for that. We praise you right now, Father God. We pray for our government here, Lord. It is in shambles. Father God, you know that the people behind the scenes are nothing but crooks. And Father God, they are charlatans. They are sucking this country dry. And we pray against them, Father, that we pray you will raise up some kind of a standard that will hold off the bleeding and the destruction of America and the rest of the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.